Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
On today's Health Matters Report, we're talking to Dr. Jacob Guin. He's a family physician at University Medical Center, Carrollton. First question is, when did UMC Carrollton open? And let's talk about the services that you offer here.
So the clinic opened in the summer, roughly a few years ago, about 2021, I believe. And so we've been open for about going on 3 years. We offer pretty much full scope family practice, family medicine, from prenatal services, pediatrics, geriatrics, not truly sports medicine, but we do offer some kind of sports medicine services. We are in the process of getting x-ray. We have the equipment installed. We're just working on kind of the back end, the programming and things. So we'll have that hopefully up and running within the year. We do, like I said, do prenatal. So we do some other GYN procedures as well, GYN services, women's health. We have a provider who comes out here to just do that. We also offer services to the Aliceville Prison for the inmates at the prison. So we do provide women's health services for them as well.
Okay, so what patients are you primarily seeing?
We see the full gambit. So newborns, like I said, we do have some prenatal care, and so Dr. Lavender provides the prenatal care for a lot of the people here in the county. And so when she delivers the babies, you know, we get a lot of those new babies. So we do a lot of newborn, and then pediatrics through high school, and then young adult, elderly, everybody.
So we're in a rural area. The hospital closed. Talk a little bit about how that affected the community and the importance of having this facility here.
So the hospital was vital to the community, and having it close has revealed the void of healthcare in rural Alabama, but specifically here in Pickens County. And so having this clinic provides a fragment of what's really needed. So we're here, we're available, we're open to the public. We see walk-ins, urgent care when we can. And so we do fill the void a very small amount. We still need the hospital. We still need a lot of other healthcare services because this is an underserved, healthcare shortage area.
How do you think UMC Carrollton helps fill that void left by the closing of the hospital?
Here at University Medical Center, University Medical Center Carrollton, I believe we do fill the void in a significant way to provide those necessary services to the community, whether it's just general health care, urgent care, facilitating, access to other resources that we may not have access to here in the county. So being a part of the University Medical Center system does open up the door to have access to more services, whether that's mental health, sports medicine, more specialized services and other specialties.
Talk a little bit about your staff and how they're part of the community as well.
So here in the clinic, we have primarily one physician, one nurse practitioner, and two nurses and a receptionist. And pretty much everybody is from either the county or the area, West Alabama. So we're all well invested in the clinic and the success of the clinic, but also the health of the community and the county. It's a great team. We're kind of like a family. From what I have seen, the patients really love coming here. They're really invested in our staff. And anytime we have any kind of staff member out or something come up, the patients ask about it. They ask about, how things are going. The patients seem to be, we're well received in the community.
So obviously that leads me into my next question. What kind of feedback are you hearing from the people in the community?
We're a vital resource, and they're very appreciative of us being here because, like I have said, there is a shortage of healthcare providers for the county. So having us here gives another option, but also supplies of, a necessary resource to people to be able to access the healthcare services that they need.
What about future plans? Anything you're working on, like the new x-ray machine? Is there anything else that's being considered to add on?
I mean, we just, I mean, I guess really the future plan is just to continue to support and provide for the community's health care, and hopefully grow and become a, you know, a well-established practice that provides quality health care to the community members.
I want to hear a little bit about your story. Tell me about how you came to the community.
So I'm from Coker. I grew up in Coker. And growing up, I shadowed, I knew early on I wanted to be a doctor. Don't know truthfully why I was around a lot of doctors growing up. But I got to shadow a lot of them from Pickens County, Dr. Brandon, Dr. Lavender, Dr. Booth. So I worked with them growing up quite a bit, and I always knew I wanted to come back to my hometown. Now, while Pickens County and Carrollton is not specifically my hometown, I'm from just right across the county line, and I have family who are from Pickens County, so I do claim it. And so I knew I wanted to come back here. And so when I got through my undergrad at Alabama, went to med school at UAB, and came back for my third and fourth year in Tuscaloosa, I knew I also wanted to stay and do my residency. My family had some residency in Tuscaloosa. And then when I was accepted and got the job as a resident in Tuscaloosa, I started talking with the administration at UMC wanting to establish a clinic out here. Because during med school, around that time, towards the end of med school, is when the hospital ended up closing. They agreed to, you know, they opened this clinic because it was necessary. And when they opened it, that was like, yep, this is where I'm going to come work. And so.
So it just fit together perfectly.
Absolutely. And I mean, and I love it. I love the patients. I love, because I grew up in a rural area, so I like talking to people that I can connect with. It does, I think it does really make a big difference in the relationship, having someone. Not necessarily that may look the same, because I see patients of all demographics, right? And so not necessarily someone who looks the same, but same kind of life experience or same culture, I guess. You know, that Southern culture is, you know, we're proud people. You know, we're loyal people, but, you know, so it does make a difference. And so I think being able to have patients that I have a lot of similarities with just in the way I was raised makes a big difference, and I enjoy it. I love it.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.